is a revelation.
I'm saying a possession of a spiritual reality,
something that is real in the environment of the Holy Ghost. You can possess it.
Revival Hub International is a fellowship of believers with a desire to establish the kingdom of our Lord through the intense working of the Holy Spirit.
Let men that speak, speak as the oracles of the living God. Men that have touched the cause.
This message by God's servant Apostle Dudich will bring you quickening and transformation by the Holy Spirit.
Amen. If you are blessed so far, why not lift up your hands and say thank you Jesus. Say thank you Jesus. Thank you Jesus. Say it as if you mean it, not just because I said it. Say thank you Jesus. Appreciation is like an application for more. Gratitude is an application for more. It's like an application for more. Jesus' name, just keep up the sound. I want us to pray maybe for 2 minutes, but I want to celebrate every man of God that is here. Pastor King Anosike is here, and my brother Ihuoma is here, then Pastor Sam is here. Especially I want to celebrate the Student Union Government, the SUG president is here. Am I correct? God bless you so much. And all the student fellowship leaders and JCCF president and every single person that is here, you are welcome in the name of Jesus Christ. We are here because of you. It is not convenient for us to be here, but the burden of the Lord was much and we have to come and deliver. You will not believe it, but I'm pregnant.
Have you seen a man pregnant before? A man with burden is pregnant. As he's moving on the road, there is nothing you are telling him that he will hear until he delivers. When a generation sees a child that is born, they are happy and they praise God. But they will not follow you to the place of travail. In that place, it's only you and your Savior. It's only you and your God. It's only you and your Maker, the one that called you. Some of the time, you don't even understand the extent of your call. But you know in your little way, something is boiling there. The scripture asks the question. He said, can a nation be born in a day? Thank God for the wombs of groaning and travail. If not, there will be trouble. I believe that the labors of Jesus, the greatest pain he passed through, was not even on the cross as you think. Because there are many people that has been crucified on the cross. It was at Gethsemane, my brother. It was at Gethsemane. The scripture recording it in the book of Hebrews, he said that he raised a strong cry to him that is able to save him. Thank God he was heard. It was in that prayer meeting he called the mighty apostles, ranking men. He called Peter, James, and John. He said, join me in this prayer. He said, I'm sorrowful unto death. Will you join me in prayer? Guess what happened? Peter slept. James slept. John slept. In the day that it matters the most, even the people that God should use, they slept. They didn't take it serious. You think it's spiritual. You think it's sleeping physically. You slept. You are not aware when God moved. The greatest burden of God has come upon the territory and there are no wombs to carry it. I have vowed with my life, even if it is however long I live on this earth, I will not be normal. There is something cooking in your destiny. You might be too young to know it, but only if you can pray. Lord, I ask you this night, even if it is 10 people only, even if it is just 20, let heaven descend in a way that will shake the land. The whole campus and the land of Owerri, we vibrate heavily, heavily, heavily. You will feel it. God told enemy, if you will pray, he will come. If you will pray, he will come. You know what you're going to do? I feel something vibrating inside of me. It's like a race. It's like somebody that, you know, basketball. You know the way you bounce? That's how I'm bouncing. I'm bouncing. By the Holy Ghost, I'm bouncing. I'm bouncing. Even if you don't know how to pray, you have not done this before. That's not important. I have prayed so that today you can pray. I'm telling you, you can pray. Can pray. There's nothing you can pray. Just hold the hands of your neighbor. Hold the hands of your neighbor. Are you ready now? The prayer is simple. Open up my womb. I need to dip into my destiny. This night. We are the midwives of heaven. We ask that you step foot on the land of Fulton, where the hand of God comes so heavy and mightily. Let even the ground quake by the hand of God. I pray.
Oh,
heavens is opening.
Ha ha ha! Shut up!
after me, Holy Ghost.
I'm not hearing you.
Shout it like you mean it. That's how blind Bartimaeus got to where he was. They even told him, shut up your mouth. He refused. If he will persist, God will meet you. After me, Holy Ghost, baptize me afresh. Let's say it again. Holy Ghost, baptize me afresh. We need to say it one more time and pray for 1 minute. Get ready. Get ready. If your neighbor is not serious, you find another neighbor. Some people will never be serious in this life. Even if Jesus is their roommate, they will not take it serious. Some people in this campus is waiting for Jesus to appear to them physically. It will never happen. It was the Bible said, the rich man died and went to heaven. When he went there, he said, send this man to my brother so that they will not perish. He said, even if we send somebody from here, they will not hear. Something is wrong with their ears. God came to Futo, and some people didn't take it serious. It will take you another 10 years to realize what you have done to yourself. I know there are some people here that is taking this thing serious. Say after me the third time. Say after me, Holy Ghost! No. This shall, you need to be better. Express your hunger. Express your hunger. Show it to God. Show it. Say after me, Holy Ghost! Baptize me afresh! Pray for the next 1 minute. Cry out. Cry out! Cry out! There is a sister over there. She's serious. There is a sister. You can be seated. There is somebody that is in his hostel. His friend is convincing him not to be on this ground. But he knows in his heart he should be here. Woe unto you if you are careless. Leave that your friend and run out of here. Destiny, there is no friendship in destiny, my friend. You touch things as you desire. That your friend might have second opportunity, you will not have it. I say I heard clear. Your friend told you, he's telling you, you are hearing it. He has reasons why you should not be here. But God said that this is for you. There is something God meant for you. If you hear the cry, the Bible said in the book of Hebrews, that there were people that heard the cry, the prince, and they did not hear. He said they died in the wilderness, all of them. What's the problem? They did not hit the wall. Help those people under encounter. I see fire. I see pockets of fire like hanging in the atmosphere. My God. Listen. God is interested in wombs, no revival. Revival are bred from the wombs of travail.
I read a book many years ago
while I was in campus. Leonard Ravenhill, Why Revival Tarries. I was on the mountain for 5 days. I was in the University of Nigeria. So I was on the mountain, Red Mountain. You know the place. I was fasting, and then I saw a line in that book. He said, "Revival tarries because there are no tears." He said, "The prayer that a revivalist must pray is, 'Lord, bless me with tears.'" I said, "What is this? What is this?" I thought, "If you cry, you are not a man." If you cry, you are not a man. He said, "Bless me with tears. Bless me. Bless me. Bulldozer. Bless me." He said, "Cry. Bless me with tears. My eye is too dry to draw down the avalanche of heaven. My eyes are too dry. Bless me with tears. Bless me with weepings, tears. There are several people that want God to come, want God to use them. Their eyes are too dry. Need to ask God to bless you with what? Tears. Bless me with tears." He said, "Revival tarries because there are so many organizers and there are no agonizers. Organization without agonizing is equal to nothing. It takes agonizing from the wounds of groanings for things to be better, for destinies to emerge, for God to descend from heaven. He comes with chariots of fire. He comes as a great one. He comes with fire in his hands and his sword in his right hand. He comes. Fuko, he comes. I see him. I refuse. There is a day for every man. There is a day orchestrated. There is a day planned by heaven. I must be there. Who is it? My eyes will be open. Oh my God. Elijah told Elisha, he said, "If you will see me when I'm caught up, your eyes need to be open. You need to angulate. You need, oh my God, you need to see. And then when you see, you drop down. Oh. Listen, let me tell you something. I hope you know it's not fellowship president that will be the leaders in the society and even in the body of Christ tomorrow. Fellowship executive, that is nothing. From my own experience, and I've been around campuses for about 10 years now, and I tell you one thing, many of them are too proud, puffed up by their position, that they thought the position is a representation of their status and rank in the spirit. Once their position is taken away, they become like mere men, nothing that they have. You need to cry, oh, there is more honors on you. You need to cry more if you are a fellowship executive, because Satan has marked you out to make a mess of what you did in campus, so that if people see you in the God sent me here, he sent me to go ahead of you and make sure that the things that we draw you away from God is being dealt with now. There is something God wants to weave. There is something he wants to concord. There is something he wants to impart. There is a place he wants to bring you. There is a place. When a man gets there, he can't go down. Your hunger can't go down. That is a baptism of hunger that cannot die. Even if you find yourself in an oil company, doesn't make the difference. Say after me, "Lord, give me a hunger for you that can't die." You don't mean it, oh. I think a few people, they meant it. My God, hear the cry. "God, I ask you, don't overlook a young, don't overlook somebody here that cries from his or her heart." So tell me again, "Lord, give me a hunger for you that can't die." Tell me hunger. can't do anything without hunger. You can't do anything. You can't do anything. Anything you are doing without hunger will finally end up in religious routines. If you fast without hunger, it can't draw you to God. If you pray without hunger, it can't draw you to God. You will just carry a badge that I pray for 3 hours. Maybe there is a place. Who is in Futo here? Who is a former? Who is a Futo alumni? I need one. Where do they pray? People normally gather and pray. What is it called? Prayer garden. Oh, you have prayer garden. You will notice that if you go to prayer garden, there are people that normally do show. They like people to know that they are their badge. You know what the Bible said? For people to rate them as if they have prayed, not to touch God, not to carry things. There is no hunger power in it. There is no potent. There is no desire. There is no intent to monopolize God. You can monopolize God. Put him in one place. It's like you pour him a cup and then you drink him out. So when people, as soon as people say, "Hey, this guy can pray," then they are now praying like this. They are dry like dry fish. Demons of addiction is feasting on them. They are doing like this, doing as if they are praying. But pornography and addiction is wiping them out. They are still cheating in class. Demons feast on them in the night. Sometimes they are sleeping. They see somebody call them. They see themselves in a shrine. Brother, you need something. You have to admit. You have to admit you are too weak to carry that your calling. You need something to descend from heaven. Listen to me. I was on campus. I cried to God. I said, "Give me hunger or I die." There is a hunger that if they give you, what are you doing with that hunger? It is hunger that pulls you, draws you. It's hunger. It's hunger that makes you to tarry, makes you to stay the hunger, but it's hunger. I said, "God, remove everything that is inside of me. Load me with hunger and body. Make me a sign to my generation. Sign of hunger and body. Hunger. Ceaseless hunger. Body. Ceaseless hunger. Make me a sign. Feed me hunger. Oh my God." Listen to me. Must do something to you. You know why? You are the plan that heaven has. If sufficient investment doesn't come from heaven, if sufficient dealings doesn't come from heaven, we are in trouble. You are that plan that heaven has. You are the plan. Oh, my prayer. I was praying. I was in pain. I said, "Lord, don't allow destinies to die in the wombs of men because they are too lazy to give birth. Don't allow callings and anointings. Don't allow seasons. Don't allow mantles to die because men are too weak to pay the price it takes to draw it down. Don't allow it. Don't allow it." Listen to me. Listen. I know some of you will be saying, I know some of you will be saying, "I'm a student apostle. I don't know how many years he has done this thing, you know." Listen to me. Listen to me. I was on campus when God began to use me mighty. I was on campus. I kept praying and fasting. Justice. Those days, as people are, by 2 a.m., I'm going to Montenegro Court to pray in the night. I will start praying by 2 a.m. and come back by 8 in the morning. I will take my bath and go to class. I say, "Lord, there must be something you will do to me. I don't want to leave this school with just a certificate." Thank God for university certificate, but I need the certificate in one hand and God in one hand. The easiest place to touch God is in campus. Some of you don't know. I know some of you are saying, Foot will have stayed too long. Left foot will release me. I beg. I need to go. Go where? This Nigeria. Go where? You better touch God in this. You better grab God. I don't know how to say it. You better monopolize God. You better hold him. Hey, you know what Jacob did now? The angel said, allow me to go. He said, I can't do that. You have not settled me. You want to go. Go where? I want to ask your neighbor, have God settled you? Have God settled you? Ask your neighbor. Don't look at his face. Ask your neighbor, have God settled you? Why are you allowing God to go? Do something, Pastor Samuel. Until you do something, there must be something. Lift up your voice and cry. Moses, thank you. Something is cooking. Chapter 4.
It's flowing, it's flowing, it's flowing, it's flowing.
There are seven sisters amongst us. The Lord wants to give you the wombs of travail. But as many people as their heart is open, there will be an overflow. Seven sisters amongst us. Seven of us. Seven. Seven. All over this field, I ask you, Holy Ghost, at the count of three, let your hand come upon them and let them become another person. Seven sisters. Seven. One, two, three. Find them, Holy Ghost. Yes, that's it. That's it. Fire! It's opening. Wombs. 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 Bring them for me. Let me put my hands on them. From today, we consecrate you. From today, God will begin to, even if you don't have experience, it doesn't matter. All you need to do is to yield to the Holy Ghost. It's moving, oh, it's moving, oh, it's moving, it's moving. Fire. Fire. Up, 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 up. Aha! Help that sister. Whether you are not, shall not help them.
It's flowing, it's flowing, it's flowing, it's flowing. It's rising, it's rising, it's rising, it's rising. It's flowing, it's flowing.
All over Futo, it flows. All over Oweni, all over Imo State.
It's flowing, it's flowing.
Sister, you can feel it. Oh my God, put your hands on them. Holy Ghost, put your hands, 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 put your hands. Stronger, 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 stronger. Holy Ghost!
He's flowing.
Bring the sister for me.
Oh, oh, oh.
There is a sister. Your own is coming. He's very wide,
wide, like fire, like fire, like fire.
Oh my God.
He's flowing, he's flowing, he's flowing, he's flowing.
Jesus. Stronger. We consecrate the womb. We consecrate it. We consecrate it. We consecrate it. We consecrate it. Holy Ghost. 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 We consecrate the wombs.
From my ankle to my knees, from my knees to my waist,
From my waist to my shoulders, till your spirit overwhelms me. From my armpit to my knees, from my knees to my waist. From my waist to my shoulders, till your spirit overwhelms me. From your armpit to your knees, from your knees to your waist. From your waist to your shoulders, till your spirit. Another measure. Oh, Holy Ghost. Another measure. Look at that sister. The hand of God is coming on her. Look at that sister. Look at that sister. Look at that sister. Look at that sister. Help her. Where is Elisha? To happen here now. If I say one, you shout Jesus wherever you are seated, that the angels will just move immediately. Once we say this thing, it's like a command, they will just move. Are you ready? One. Hey, you have to do better. They will move mightily. Not just here, they will move on your behalf to your family. If there are cases around you, like this is the moment, the angels are ready. I see them, they are waiting. Two, three, four, five, six, seven. And just move now. Move, 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 move. Listen, you can be seated. And Jesus, being full of the Holy Ghost. This is Luke chapter 4, verse 1. You will realize something about Jesus. He was not just set forth for us. Read this a little. Jesus was not just set forth for us as our Savior and our Messiah. He was also set forth as a pattern man. What does it mean? It means that Jesus was set forth as man. The scripture said that in him dwelleth the fullness of the Godhead bodily. And by the time he finished his ministry, he began to make a kind of prayer that was strange in the book of John chapter 17. He said, Father, give me the glory that I had with you from the beginning. He said, yeah, there is a glory that you gave me when I was in this world. But there is another glory that made me equal with you. So in the context of his humanity, Jesus is a pattern man. He is such a person that lived the way every person that wants to live according to God's purpose for his life will have to live. The scripture said that the disciple cannot be greater than the master. What does it mean? It means that Jesus is the master. He lived an example for us. That's how we should live. So the Bible said here in the book of Luke chapter 4 verse 1, he said, and Jesus being full of the Holy Ghost. Man of God. Jesus being full. Like being full. I don't know what is the capacity of him as a person. I don't know the kind of tank that he carries in his person. But the Bible said that he was what? Full. Praise the Lord. What's your tank in the spirit? Don't answer me because your people are here. You are not honorable in this campus. But praise the Lord, in destiny you need a tank. Tank! A brother was praying in the spirit. Praying. The Lord opened his eyes and he saw himself. He was a cup of water, a cup. Like this, any small thing you pour, he becomes full. Any small thing you pour, he becomes full. Any small thing you pour, he becomes full. He now went back to his family and said, and then shouted and took charge of all the powers that has lasted for the strong and addiction. That's the problem of many people. Their tank is little and they are trying to engage things that is heavy in the spirit. You need to come to a place where God expands your tank. In the spirit makes you heavy. Do you know how many years you hear Jesus being full? What does it mean? And drank. Kenekegin drank Jesus, he didn't finish. Smith Wigglesworth drank, he didn't finish. Charles Finney drank him, he didn't finish. He came to us here, he's here in Futo now. He's saying, drink me, drink me, drink me, I will finish. You know why? The Bible said, Jesus, he being full. After me, Lord, you need to fill my tank. Oh, you need to. I'm not denying that there is something I have, but my tank is not full. You need to fill my tank. Listen, he now said, and Jesus, being full of the Holy Ghost, returned from Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness. Being 40 days tempted of the devil, and in those days he did eat nothing. When they were ended, he afterward hungered. And many things that you know that happened there. Show me verse 14. Show me verse 14. Show me, let's run. Remember that the Bible said, Jesus being full of the Holy Ghost, he was driven. It means that a man doesn't know the assurance of the accuracy of the steps that he's taking in his destiny and in the spirit until he is full. The fullness of the spirit is to lead you to the path. Some of them, the one that you don't like. How can a man be full of the spirit and where God is leading him is the wilderness? I don't understand. I need to understand this thing, justice. I think if you are full of the spirit, you should manifest. I thought if you are full of the spirit, it's now your time. Jesus is full of the spirit, and the Bible said in verse 1 that he was led into the wilderness. I don't understand. Led into the wilderness. Led there not to go and be looking around. He said he was fasting and praying. Jesus was led to his wilderness as a result of being full. Where have you been led by God because you are full of the Holy Ghost? Have you ever been led to 3 days dry fasting? You have never been led. You say God wants to use you. Once it's 6, once it's 3 p.m. in the afternoon, your legs start shaking. If there is a day that is 6 o'clock and you have not eaten, your leg will be shaking. And you say you have been full of the Holy Ghost. Which Holy Ghost? When Jesus was full of the Holy Ghost, he led him to the wilderness to start fasting. You know why he has to lead him? Because the things you are seeing around your life as a result of the movements of the Spirit in your inner man, as a result of the leadings of the Spirit, they are not the end. They are leadings to the end. And if you tread the path of the Spirit, he will make up things in your life. It is when a man takes a journey with the Holy Ghost in this mode that he suddenly realizes that he's not the kind of person that people think he was. When I entered campus on the level, I was in a gathering of believers. So those days, I don't know if they do it in this campus, they have what is called first year fellowship. Do they do such things in this campus? Do they do it? First year fellowship. So in that first year fellowship, they said that we'll add drama on our first year day. You know such things. When they were giving, I pray for you. If you do not emerge by the hand of the Holy Ghost, men will identify you as a caricature of what God ordained you to be. I know for you, it doesn't mean anything. But for me, it meant a lot, because such a thing has happened to me before somewhere in my life. They called me. They said, in this drama, we need to act. Brother Moses, they said, I should ask Satan. I want to ask, in your children drama team, does a fair person ask Satan? Answer me now, does a fair person ask Satan? It's normally dark with people that at least as dark as our. I don't want to use our SUG president now. But people dark. Huh? People dark, they are the one. People dark like you. Miracle, you are dark, you are black. They looked at me fair. Very young, lanky. It's not as if I'm big, so that you say, I can't even do, whoa. I don't have horn. I am fair in complexion. Everything, they looked at me. They spoke the darkness hanging over my destiny that has not been lifted. They looked at you and said, you act Satan. You're Satan. That's how people have been identifying you. Meanwhile, you are supposed to be an apostle to your generation. You are supposed to be the future governor of this state. They look at you. They mock you. But when you sleep, you see things that you can't even discuss with anybody. They will say that you are proud. If they begin to rate the people that God will use, when will they count you? They can't count you. There are men, those days we are in campus. Justice, you know, you are one of them. You are one of them. Those days in campus, you are one of the powerful brothers. You are one of the powerful brothers. You know those brothers, I'm not against them. They will put their belts here. And they'll be walking. They don't walk quietly. They normally always walk briskly. They'll just be walking like this. If you greet them, they'll say, bless you, bless you, bless you, bless you. Because if they ever stop to greet you, the anointing will finish. I waited 10 years later, 5 years later. I didn't see those brothers again. Some of them have gone down to Egypt. They have gone down to Babylon, has bought them. Meanwhile, those ones that we did not know that they are them, Jesus took them. They entered the wilderness. The Holy Ghost led them. Because there is a season coming, and you are the equipment, you are the weapon. You are like Moses, and God has ordained that if his people will be delivered, that this one need to be cooked, he need to be taken out of sight, he need to be hewed, he need to be chiseled, he need to be cooked in the bonfire of the Spirit until he's done. And that's one of the prayer you are going to pray this night. Instead of me to come out on dawn, Lord, take me in and cook me more. Have you eaten yam before, my brother? Have you eaten yam before? Have you cooked yam before by yourself? White yam?
How long does it take white yam to be done? How many minutes on the average? 20 minutes? 15 minutes? Imagine somebody cooking yam for 5 minutes. What will happen to that yam, presto? You can't keep the yam anymore. Is it not true? And you can't also eat it. Is it not true? At this stage now, it's useless. That's the state that many of you are in. You have already followed God a little, that you can't go back. And if you don't press harder, you will not be done enough for God to use you. So you are not in the world, you are not out, and you are not full length. You are somewhere in the middle. Do you know the problem with this kind of people? If they stay there long enough, they will block the road for people that will pass there. Anybody that is, they will discourage the person, block, they will yap you, warn you, do all manner of things. Do you know why? They are not there. If you don't want to be ashamed tomorrow, labor into your destiny now. Cry. Lord, fill me with the Holy Ghost that will drive me to the place that I will pay the price of my destiny. Because I see men rising from this place. I see men. I see an army. For now, you might not know them. Some of you know them. But a day will come when they emerge, they will be like the Ezekiel army. Full of strength, full of power. It doesn't matter what God called you to do. I heard some people, they come and say, I don't need to pray like this. Me, I'm a politician. We are in the business. I'm called to be a kingdom financier. A man of God, pray for me so that you don't know what they are saying. No. You need more power in politics than you need in church. I can tell you free of charge. You need more power in politics. You know why? In church, your members already know you. Sometimes, even if you are not strong, you can tell one person to be leading worship and you just preach and go. The day you are not prepared and enter your office in politics, that's the day that they will finish you off. Everybody comes charged and prepared. You don't know what it takes. Look at the scripture, verse 14. Wherever you are, do you have your Bible open before you? If you have your Bible open, say amen. Hey, open your Bible. I need more people. I need a few more people to join us. If your Bible is open now, shout amen. Luke chapter 4, verse 14. That's where we are. Luke chapter 4, verse 14. Luke chapter 4. There is a time that you what? Return. Woe unto a man that comes on the day of his returning and comes back empty-handed. When God hires a man, it is for a reason. Justice. When God cooks a man, it is for a reason. When God puts his hand upon a man, it is for a reason. There is a generation that will die, that will be lost if you don't emerge. Just imagine if you are like me, and when I was in campus like you, I was busy chasing girls and hanging around, not pursuing God, not being serious. Are you getting what I'm saying? And then a day like this appeared. I don't know. Probably God will find another person. But you don't know. You never know. Because it takes God time to make a certain kind of man. That's why I'm trying to tell you people here in campus, the best time to find God like this is when you are in campus. Because I need to tell you, no matter how fast God wants to cook you, he has to cook you. I don't want to call years, but it will take minimum of 10 years. If not, your yam no go down. If person shop you, he will have running stomach. Yes. Before you even master how to pray, master how to do a lot, it takes you time. You go, let's assume God allows you to go to a Bible school or whatever. Before you finish, go for you serving, do many things, settle down. Before you know it, those days, I used to think 10 years is a long time. It's not a long time. It's not a long time. Papa, you know when you enter 100 level, are you a student here? Who is a student in that front row? You are in what level now, brother? Huh? Show me with your hands. 500. Is it not yesterday you entered? You are already 500 now. That's how it happens. The most important is even the admission. Pa, 100 level. Pa, 2. Pa, 3.
powerful. You came out not cooked, undone. The Bible said that Ephraim is like a cake undone. You know why? When the Holy Ghost was leading men to the wilderness where they can be made, you escaped. When men are appearing, you appeared with them. But you did not, you were not cooked the way they were cooked. But you came out the way they came out. That day, including your family, we suffer because of your carelessness, your negligence, your wife that you will marry tomorrow. Listen to me, brothers and sisters. I know that some of you is already eyeing them, saying you are praying, Lord, show me who to marry and all those things. Listen to me. You know what I found out? If the person you are supposed to marry before catch fire and is cooking herself and you refuse, should I tell you something? Even if the person agrees to marry you, when the person catch fire, he will leave you. Some of these young men, listen to me, don't know. They are doing boyfriend and girlfriend. Your girlfriend will catch fire. She will hear me and catch fire and leave you, and you'll be crying like a fool that didn't know that God called you. If you leave a guy to catch fire before you, they are going to leave you. Look for somebody serious. If you have a friend that you, two of you used to move together, and you catch fire and the person refuses to catch fire, what will you do? Is it not to leave the friend? Jesus said, I am come to put a sword between father and mother, between friends, that's how. There is a hunger that will come on you. Even your best friend can no more be your best friend if you refuse to catch the fire. Say after me again, Lord, baptize me afresh. Something is happening. I can feel it. Verse 15. Something is happening. I feel it. Something is happening. I can feel it. There is an angel of the Lord moving on my right hand side. Moving on my right hand side. The hand of God will touch somebody on my right hand side, my God. Touch somebody mightily. The person will cry out with a loud voice. Cry out with a loud voice. With a loud voice. With a loud voice. The angel of the Lord is moving. Is moving. Is moving. Is moving. Is moving. He's moving. Is moving. Is moving with a loud voice. With a loud cry. With a loud cry. Where is the person? Holy Ghost. Look at what the scripture is saying. And he taught them in their synagogues, being glorified of all. Let's see the next verse. And he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up. And as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up for to read. Let's see the next verse. And there was delivered unto him the book. Say after me, the book. I didn't hear you. Say after me, the book. We are too many here. Let's shout it. Say after me, the book. One of the things that will happen to many of you here is that God will give you your own book. The scrolls, the volumes that is written about you. I keep saying this thing. I'm not saying that I'm the most intelligent, but at least I can spell my name. If you ask me a question, I can answer back in English language. They called me those days and they told me, you know what they told me? They told me that the way you are looking, that you are very quiet and very gentle and handsome and very good. I know you don't believe in justice, but I used to be handsome. They say you are handsome, and I was very quiet. I know you don't believe it. The way I'm volatile now, you will say, this man, oh, hey, maybe, no. Very gentle. Praise God. That way you are sitting, that's the way I normally sit, very quiet. So they gave me a counsel. They say, what is fitting for you is to find a job in an office, and they will be paying you. If they pay you 70,000, maybe it's Augustine that will employ me. How much will you pay me, Augustine? So he'll be paying me maybe 70,000, and then I'll be riding a car.
I'll be riding Toyota Corolla, or maybe I'll be riding whichever one. And then when I come out to the, when I come back in Christmas, I come to the village square, and then I will horn pa pa pa, and they will say that what's your surname? Oh, you don't, they call my father name. Hey, this young lady, if it's when we are in primary school, this is equal to a fight. Oh, how many of you remember those days? If they call your father's name, it's equal to a fight. Oh, so you are calling my father's name? What's your own father's name? So they will say, you now come in your village and horn, papa, 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 and bring down the window. They say, and your father will be walking like this. My son. People in heaven will be weeping with tears in their eyes. And they will say, another great man lost to Babylon. It will not be so for you in the name of Jesus Christ. I want you to pray one prayer in 30 minutes as you are seated there. Say, Lord, find me in the place of my destiny. I don't know, I don't want to be out of alignment. Find me in the place of my destiny. Pray that prayer for 30 seconds, quickly, quickly. The reason why you need to be making this prayer is that if God starts moving, He will locate you by your prayer. The request of your heart will be the basis of the work of God that He's going to do in your life. Can you pray? 1 minute, 1 minute, 1 minute. Cry. Cry! In Jesus' mighty name, listen. And there was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Isaiah. And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written. Verse 18. The Spirit of the Lord God, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he had anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. Number one. He had sent me to heal the brokenhearted. Number two, to preach deliverance to the captives. Number three, and recovering of sight to them that, to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised. Can we read one or two more verses? To preach the acceptable year of the Lord. One more verse. And he closed the book. I don't understand. He opened the book, read from it the content of a man's ordination. When he was through, what did he do to the book? That's a strange thing. There are many people living a closed destiny. Their book has not been opened. Their book, it has not been opened. I played football a little. Imagine if I became a footballer. Is he a bad thing? No. Is that my book? No. I contested. Praise God. I know you won't believe this. I contested for a political post too. I contested me like this. But it was at faculty level. I contested. The day I knew that God did not call me. Sometimes, if it will take God to disgrace you, so that you will leave what God did not call you and enter the one He called you, no problem. We were contesting, you know. They said, come and present your manifesto. I hope that's what it is called. I came there and stood on the stage, brought out my book to present my manifesto. Guess what I started doing? I started begging them and crying. And then children, baby, I don't want to lead you. One girl stood up and said, look at you crying like this.
that if it is not that we are from the same department, he will not even vote me. I said, I don't understand. I thought if I cry, people will hear me more. From that day, I knew it was when I don't need to tell you the outcome of the election. I lost. When I went to church, one sister that I told to pray for me to win, the sister told me that she didn't tell me that when she prayed, God told him that I will fail so that I will face my calling. That I will what? Fail to face my calling. In the same way, there are people called into politics that is hustling for Mike. Laboring for Mike, fighting for Mike. Because of them, there is a lot of animosity, bitterness, rancor, all kinds of things in the church, in fellowships. They carry that there. Instead of taking, you know what I'm saying, they now enter fellowship and started doing politics. Politics that they should go and do, as you are getting me now. That political spirit inside fellowships is a sign that some of those people are supposed to be in politics and they are hustling for fellowship president. They now carry, they have their group. People have their group. They have group in the body of Christ. Do you know it's possible in this campus for some people to have group and not come to this meeting? It's politics. That person should join politics. You join one party in Nigeria, he doesn't know God. When you know God, you are more interested in what God wants to do than your party. You don't know what God is doing. You see, that person has missed his path and is holding Bible. We should pray that he should fail in ministry so that he will go and face politics. In the same way, there are people in politics that should fail in politics so that you face their calling. I was one. I failed in politics. Thank God I failed on time. Is it not true? Thank God I failed on time. This thing I'm saying, I never want to say. In fact, I will not say it. But do you know that there are people that never took God serious until they had one carryover? That one carryover made them to go and fast and pray and seek God. When they sought God, they now passed the exam. So they now started praying and seeking God, not because they planned it, but because it seemed as if the more they seek God and pray, the more they pass their exam. It's a bait. God just put a bait for them. It's not about your book, it's about your calling. What did I say? It's not about your book, it's about... Am I against your book? No. Many of my brothers that me and them are working together, many of them they came out with first class or very high 2-1. We do 5-point grade in this school, am I correct? People, 4 points, 4.1, 4.2, 4.3, 4.4, almost first class. And they are traveling and groaning for revival. There is no excuse. Say, I'm reading my book. Are you the first person that read your book? The best people that did well in campus, they found God. Oh. The best scientists are Christians. Oh. Don't be deceived with all these people shouting around and saying that science and Christianity, science. Do you know who is Albert Einstein? Who is he? Albert, who is he? Is he not Galileo? Galileo Galilei, that told them that the world is circle. They wanted to crucify him. Why? First of all, he found it in the Bible that the world is round. That's why he developed a telescope. He now went and have to research from the Bible. Is there anything the Bible told us that scientists didn't find out many thousand years later that it is true? The Bible is the most scientifically compliant book that has ever existed and will ever exist. Is somebody clapping? Clap if you want. Clap where? All of us clap. That sister, that guy in the middle like this, he keeping his hand on the head. I'm seeing you from here. Clap more. I'm seeing many men here. Is this how men clap? Have your masculinity been taken away? You are a man. What is happening? Amen. There is something about men, but I'm not here to talk about. There is something about men. They suffer a lot, but you know, if you're a man, that's your portion anyway. But that's by the way. The Bible said here that Jesus closed the book and gave them back again. There is a point I need to make here as I begin to round up. The Bible said that Jesus went into the wilderness full of the Holy Ghost. But when he was coming out, he came out with what? I didn't hear you. He came out with what? He was led of the Spirit into the wilderness. But when he was coming out, he came out with something to serve his generation. One of the proofs that a man met God is that he came out with something. What do you have in your hand? If God calls you now to serve a generation, what do you have that is enough to serve a generation? Please don't remind me on anything. Forget it. Ah, your name is Chinedu Sef. You are my namesake. Do you know? There is something you have to serve your generation. Are you in possession of it? There is something you need to serve your generation. Have you collected it? I like the way you are truthful. Huh? May God hear you. Sister, there is something you need to serve your generation. There is the one I need to serve my generation. But only me can serve my generation. Is it not true? You have your own. The Bible said that Jesus came out. Don't worry about going in. Don't worry about the pains of sacrifice, because there is a day that you will come out. You will come out and your voice will thunder and roar like the voice of the lion that breaks the cedars. When you thunder in the heavens, things will crack. When Jesus came out, I think Jesus had an encounter. I think it's in the book of John chapter 17. And when he cried, the scripture said, he said, glorify me. A voice come down from heaven and said, I've glorified you before and I will do it again. And Jesus said, that this voice you are hearing is not for me, it's for you. And the Bible said that them that heard it, they said that it thundered like the voice of an angel. Why is your generation hearing you and you are sounding? No, that's not how it works. You must take something, you must collect something, you must hold it. You need something. God told me to come to Futo and activate people into their calling. And you need to collect some. He told me to give people something. Are you ready? You need to something. When something drops on your life, you now take it, enter the woods, then begin to cook it. You cook it. And Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit. So after me, I will not return empty-handed. Even from this meeting, you will not go back empty-handed. You will not go back empty-handed. So after me, Lord, give me something. A day will come, that thing will mature. I'm telling you. It will mature. A day will come. There is something God wants to do. God is looking for men that we are full of the Holy Ghost, led to the wilderness, brought out by power, brought out by fire, brought out brutally. When they step out into their generation, it will be recorded that the scriptures were fulfilled. When the Bible spoke there, where we read, he said that this is that which was spoken in the book of Isaiah the prophet. He said that the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me. Why? Because the Lord has anointed me. Foot of something is cooking. He's cooking. And Jesus came out. in the power of the Spirit. I see sisters coming out. Fiery Deborahs. The Bible said that when men escaped, that's the hand of God on you, my friend. When men escaped, that Deborah, a judge, stood. He said, a Deborah, wife of Lapidot, judge in Israel, one woman. Have you heard of Maria Woodwardetta? You have not? You need to go and find out about her. She had two marriages, 13 children, 6 in one, I think 7 in one, and 6 in the other, 13 children. It is recorded that there is no woman that has ever been used mightily like that. A woman like you. Don't use that you are a girl to give excuse. The Holy Ghost doesn't know gender. Any man that stands up, woman that decides to pay a price, God will put his hands upon that person. Jesus came out. Who is coming out? Jesus came out in the power of the Holy Ghost. Call your name. Then add your name. Say, and I, add your name. We come out in the power of the Spirit. There is fire here. Lift up your hands. The few of you here, lift up your hands. Looking for men that will come out. It doesn't matter your age. Just tell him, Lord, will you use me? I will submit to your dealings. Can you cook me till I'm done? Can you use this, my vessel? I might not be strong, but I am willing. I might not be experienced, but I yield, Holy Ghost. Can you use me? 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 Listen to me. You are going to find a neighbor and hold the hands of that neighbor. Huh? Hold the hands of that. Oh. She's in any mind. Make sure you're holding somebody's hand. We are going to cry. The God that I serve, like a thunderbolt, will descend on this field. Are you ready now? Are you ready? Are you ready? You are going to pray. The prayer is simple. In the name of Jesus, by the mighty hand of God, by power I come out. Prayer is simple. By power I come out. By power I come out. By power. By power. By power. Thank you. I see fixing things again. Hallelujah. To the Lamb of God, the throne. I see Jesus seated on the throne. I see his angels ascending as you are. I see the Spirit fixing things again. Hallelujah. Just to keep up. I cross to the Lamb upon the throne. I see Jesus seated on the throne. I see his angels ascending everywhere. I see the Spirit fixing things again. I see Jesus seated on the throne. I see his angels ascending everywhere. I see the Spirit fixing things again. Hallelujah to the Lamb upon the throne. Emmanuel. Emmanuel, we've come to see you. We've come to drink from you again. Emmanuel, Emmanuel, we've come to see you. We've come to drink from you again. Emmanuel. To bring from you, Emmanuel, Emmanuel, we've come to see you, we've come to bring from you, Emmanuel, Emmanuel. To see you, we come to be from you again. Those brothers in the middle, they want to see Jesus.
We come to see you, we come to be from you again.
We've come to see you. We've come to bring from you. Emmanuel. Emmanuel. Listen. I want to pray for three group of people. I see people that Satan has held bound. Afflictions, sicknesses, torments, demons, witchcraft. Not just you, even your family. The mighty hand of God is setting you free now in the name of Jesus Christ. I didn't hear your amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. And even the people following us online, there's no distance in the realm of the spirit. I said the mighty hand of God is coming upon your life in the name of Jesus. Some of you, the work of God has already advanced in your life. Already. You are here. You are not born again. You have not given your life to Christ. Or maybe you used to, but you are no more serious. Maybe you became a philosopher or a fornicator. You are living in sin. Jesus is calling you now. I want you to come to the front quickly. Let me pray with you. Just come and stand here. Run. I will just count to seven and stop. I will just count to seven and stop. Don't waste your time. This is not the time. I want to pray with you for a while. So, this is not just come and say altar call. Come into my life. No. I want to make sure you are properly midwifed. One, two, three, four, five, six. Run. Be fast. Run. You are a young man. Run.
We want to hear from you again. Emmanuel.
More people. I still hear footsteps in the ears of my heart. I still hear footsteps.
Emmanuel.
There is somebody here, you are hearing me, you have been part of the church. You grew up in the church, you are even in a fellowship. But you can't even remember when you actually gave your life to Christ. You have to be sure. This is your moment. Come.
We've come to see you. We've come to hear from you again. Emmanuel. We've come to see you,
Jesus.
We've come to drink from you, Emmanuel. We've come to see you. We've come to drink from you, Emmanuel. We've come to see you.
I'm waiting for five more people. Five more. Come.
Emmanuel.
You people that is here, lift up your hands and cry to God to show you mercy. If I notice you are not crying out to God, I will tell you to go back. There is no need. You want to fulfill all righteousness. Some of you have come out to altar call before, but you were not serious. And you know nothing happened. You know it. This time around, take it serious. I am here. I will make sure that you are midwifed. Cry out to God. Assume that you are facing Jesus face to face. What you would have told him if you meet him, you can say it now. Cry out. Say, show me mercy. You can call out your sins and your weaknesses. You can tell him to forgive you today. Cry out. If you need to kneel down. If you need to stand. If you need to lift your hands. If you want to cry. You cannot be ashamed before your Father.
Emmanuel.
I see the fire of God falling on you people. Keep crying out. Once the measure is met, the fire of God will fall on you. I have something to give you. The sign that God has helped you is that his fire will fall on you. Just cry out to him. That sister is crying out. Cry out. Don't look at your neighbor. This is not a matter of a neighbor or a friend. One-on-one. You need a true encounter with Jesus. You cannot be born again and be asking yourself, am I born again or not? When something heavy and true happened, you will know. So many people just joined the church. Nothing serious happened to them. Help that sister. There is fire here. I see the seraphs. They are here with liquid fire to purge your life. Purge you from sins. Purge you from sinful lifestyle. Purge you from addictions. Purge you from demon possession. All kinds of things, my God. For me, on the hill, there is a cross. On the cross, there is blood. For me, for you. Keep crying out. That young man has stopped. We are not joking. I didn't call you here out to come and say the sinner's prayer. My target is not for you to say the sinner's prayer. My target is for you to encounter Jesus. To have a true, genuine, born-again experience. On the hill, there is a cross. On the cross, there is blood for you. For you. Cry out! On the hill, there is a cross. On the cross, there is blood for me. For me. On the hill, there is a cross. On the cross, there is blood for me. I see some people here. They are truly crying out to Jesus. If you are here standing before me, can you lift your hands? Close your eyes. Say, Jesus, tonight show me mercy. I'm not. You need to shout. Do what I'm telling you. Now that you are out, just obey. Say after me, Jesus, show me mercy. It's not strong yet. Some of you just come to God, you are born again, but you can't remember when God showed you mercy. You kept struggling from one addiction to another, from one. You did not truly repent. If you did not truly repent of your sin, there is no, you can't be free from it. You can come into God, but you are not free from the things that used to bind you before. It is because you did not truly repent from it. There was no time that you obtained mercy as a result of the fact that you totally repented from your evil ways. And if you remember them, you need to call them out. I used to be a Yahoo boy. You need to call it out. You need to call it out. I used to fornicate, masturbate. I I've gone to the native doctor. I've done charm. I used to be a chronic liar, masturbator, pornographer, whichever one. Say after me again, Jesus, thou son of David, show me mercy. Jesus, thou son of David, show me mercy. Jesus, thou son of David, show me mercy.
Show me mercy. Show me mercy. Show us mercy. Don't allow us to waste. Don't allow our destiny to be hindered and limited.
Say after me again, Jesus, thou son of David, show me mercy.
We are going to say it one more time.
Jesus,
thou son of David, show me mercy. Yes, the hand of God is on you. I see the light of God beaming on many of you here. The light of heaven is beaming on you. The light of heaven. The light is beaming. It's beaming. Oh my God.
Say after me again, Lord Jesus, forgive me of my sins. I repent of all of them as I've mentioned them. Forgive me of all of them. Cleanse me with your blood. Make me new. Cleanse me with your blood. Make me new. Let the impact and consequences of my sin and my lifestyle be blotted out by the blood of Jesus. Some of you did things that require, that have consequences. Did blood covenant, you did abortion. These things have consequences. The blood of Jesus need to speak for you today. That's why you have to be thorough. You have to follow me in what I'm saying. Say, Lord, cleanse me with your blood. Blot away my sins with your blood. Tonight I receive your mercy. I receive your life. I receive your mercy. I receive your life into my heart in the name of Jesus Christ. Say after me, Jesus, fill me with the Holy Spirit afresh.
Some of you, the Lord is telling me you have been born again, but you backslid. You are not living right. It is good you came out. It's good. It's good you didn't look at people. Lift up your hands.
Say after me, Holy Spirit, come upon my life. I will count to three. Just the keyboard. I will count to three, and the fire of God will descend on you. I see the burning ones. Liquid fire will be poured here now. Some of you need purging. You need purging. There is a lot of stuff, nyama nyama, a lot of things are in your system. It will take an encounter with the seraphims of heaven to purge you. The burning ones, they are here. At the count of three, at the count of three, the fire will begin to purge you. The fire will begin to make you new. The fire will begin to encounter you. The fire will begin to baptize you. You will be a great person after today. Both in life, in your destiny, in your academics, spiritually. 1, 2, 3. Father, I ask, let your fire, the burning ones, purge them with your fire. Purge them, baptize them, purge them, baptize them, purge them, baptize them. From my left to my right, from my left to my right. It's coming, it's coming, it's coming. By fire, by fire, by fire, by fire, by fire. The burning ones are here. You can feel the fire burning on you now. They are purging you. Lord, purge that one of pornography, of addiction. Purge him. Purge him now. Jesus. Some of you, there are demons that are feasting on you. Those demons are living now. Lose them. Lose them. Lose them. Lose them. Lose them. Lose them by fire. Lose them by fire. Lose them by fire. Oh, that's it. That's it. He's descending. Pay attention. Don't look around. Fire is coming. It's still coming. It's still coming. Holy Ghost. Descend. The hand of God is coming on three sisters now. The Lord is purifying your vessel. He wants to use you. He's purging your vessel. You will see. He will begin to use you mightily. Some of you are receiving the deposit of anointing and spiritual gifts even now. This experience is a mighty one for you. It's a mighty one for you. Sister, receive it now. Receive it by fire. By fire. By fire. By fire. Find them. Find them. Find them. Find them. Find them. Find them. Holy Ghost. There are two young men. The Lord is putting his hands on you. He said, I want to use you. I want to use you. I want to use you. Some of you, you already know that God wants to use you. But the kind of life you have been living has not allowed you to become that kind of person. You are bound under the yoke and fetters of Satan. Hey, there is deliverance going on. Somebody here, you begin to vomit substances. I command those things that is lodged inside of you to come out here. Come out now. From the mouth. Come out. From the mouth. Come out. From the mouth. Come out. Come out. Now. It's coming out. It's coming out. It's coming out. Where are those two young men? Lord, put your hands on them. Put your hands on them. Fire. 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 Fire.
On the hill, there is a cross. On the cross, there is blood for. For me, on the hill, there is a cross. On the cross, there is blood for me. For me,
oh Jesus.
On the hill, there is a cross. On the cross,
there is love
for me.
You on Asnah, just come, please. You come. Come, let me put my hands on.
There is a cross.
You come.
On
yes.
The cross,
there is blood. Make way for him.
For me.
Come, let me put.
For me, on the hill,
from today, as I put my hands on you, let the hands of God come upon you as a vessel. Lord, use it.
On the hill,
there is a cross.
Use him, Lord.
For me.
Father, I pray for this one that your hand come upon their life. From today, let their life become something that will bring glory to your name beyond their imagination. Something drastic happening to them that they never expected or know that is possible. Put your hands on him, Holy Spirit. Activate them in the spirit. Let the yokes fall off of their life. Let the fire of the Holy Spirit descend upon them. Use them mightily from today. In the name of Jesus Christ. You are blessed. You can go back. I want to pray for the sick. You are sick. Put your hands on that part of your body. If you are sick here, there is no need to go back. Stay. I want to pray for you, possible. Lay my hands on you. No matter the sickness. If I say in the name of Jesus, I want you to shout amen. I see a lot of people that is afflicted, demonized. Or you have somebody that is demonized. The hand of God is coming on the person. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I want your amen to be loud. In the name of Jesus. I rebuke every spirit of infirmity. Every spirit of insanity. 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 It's going now. It's going now. It's going now. It's going now. I rebuke every spirit of insanity. I command you to live now in the name of Jesus Christ. Every deafening spirit, I command you to live now in the name of Jesus Christ. Every blinding spirit, I command you to go in the name of Jesus Christ. I command pile to disappear. Every growth in any part of your body, every infection, HIV, STD, whatever the name is, I bind you now. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Jesus, the Lord is healing people now. Every form of pain, back pain, chest pain, waist pain, heartburn, fatigue, weakness, migraine, they are leaving now. Ulcer is leaving. Ulcer is gone. Ulcer is leaving. Ulcer is gone. Broken bones are mended. Check yourself. You can move it. You can move it. Somebody has pain on the left leg. You are being healed now in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. Somebody has pain on the right eye. On the right eye. The Lord is healing you now. Somebody has migraine. The Lord is healing you now in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus. I'm not hearing your amen. In the name of Jesus. The Lord is healing someone of ulcer. Once you notice that the Lord has healed you, run out to this my right hand side quickly, so that I can be able to take your testimony. The Lord is healing someone now. The Lord is healing someone. The Lord is healing someone of throat infection. Throat infection. The Lord is healing you right now. There is somebody that has growth in the body. There is a sister rejoicing. There is Chimobi. Run. Where is Chimobi? Where are you? Find out the testimony. Find out the sister is rejoicing. It seems as if it's a mighty thing. I need to hear it. Jesus Christ. You are healed in the name of Jesus. I give to you. There are 50 of you. The Lord, listen, there is a touch of revival. A revival touch, like an Olympic touch, that God is going to leave. Many people are going to burn with it. You will see what I'm telling you. Mark today, between now and the next 5 years, you will hear, you will trace your mind back. I assure you, God sent me. Many of you don't even know what has happened. You will count back to the many great people that God will use from this campus, from this territory. And you will link them to within this season. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Such as the Lord has given to me, the flames of revival, the spirit of grace and supplication. Oh. In 10 minutes, 100 of you will come under fire, intense fire. It will be very strong. Even if you are a pastor, you go back, you cannot explain what is happening to you and your church. You need this to know. You need it to reduce your level. Stop laboring in the flesh, in your plan. Stop laboring. You already have enough tactics. You already have enough system. What you need now is the principal, not principles. The principal, the man himself. The fire from heaven. What happened, Chimobi?
That it is a powerful testimony.
Okay, what happened?
She said that she traveled during November. So she now noticed that she matched a poison.
She matched poison?
Yes, daddy. And
which of the leg?
This left leg.
Come up, come up. Can you stand? Can you move? Jesus. Clap for Jesus. Clap, Futo. Why is Futo angry? Clap for Jesus.
She's so excited. She said that she couldn't walk.
She couldn't walk.
She couldn't walk. She had to take a bite from her house to come to this place. But right now, she can jump.
She could not walk. She can jump. Somebody mashed poison and Jesus took it away. She couldn't walk. Listen to me. Even if you don't have sickness, maybe God called you to be a healing minister. One of the ways to prosper in your ministry is to keep watching others that are doing it. Keep watching it. Keep watching it. One day, even if you don't know what to do, just do this thing I did. That's all. If he walked, if he didn't walk, you go back and adjust your reading. Where didn't I get it? Well, then you try again. Keep trying. I prayed for the sick more than 20 times before I saw the first person healed. So I know what I'm saying. You are delivered now. You are, Father, in the name of Jesus, this deliverance and healing is permanent in Jesus' name. God bless you. God bless you. What happened? What happened, Pastor?
Daddy, this my brother said that he had a dream, and in that dream that somebody gave him something to drink.
What happened? What happened?
He said that he had a dream, and in that dream, somebody gave him something to drink.
Okay.
And it's like a plastic entered his throat.
A plastic?
Plastic now, but physically now, somebody gave him a drink and he drank it and something entered his throat. And for long, he said that it's like he developed this strong pain on his throat.
Throat pain, like an infection, like throat pain. So,
yes,
so
but here he has just noticed that the pain has disappeared.
Can you call for Jesus Christ? Come, come, my brother, come. Your healing is permanent in the name of Jesus. Do like this. Do like this. Is he sitting there? Can you clap for Jesus? Your healing is permanent. What happened? What happened?
And he said that he has been having this heaviness of the chest.
Heaviness of the chest.
And a right knee pain.
Right knee pain. Since when? Since when?
Since 3 weeks now.
Since 3 weeks.
Yes. But he said that right in this place that the pain lifted and the pain and his knee lifted.
Can you clap for Jesus? Come up, come up, come up. What happened? What happened? Futo, clap for Jesus. Your healing is permanent in the name of Jesus. Come, come like this. Lift up your hands. Look at my eyes. Look at my eyes. What happened? What happened? What happened?
Daddy, he said that 2 weeks ago that he fell down from the bike.
He fell down from the bike.
And developed waist pain.
Waist pain.
Yes, but he said right in this place that he checked and the pain was double there. And he's also believing for his mother who also had the same similar
issue. The same waist, similar issue.
Yes.
As you are healed, your mother is healed in the name of Jesus. Can you clap for Jesus Christ? Listen to me, if you are here and there is somebody you have at home that is afflicted, that is waiting for a miracle and a testimony, we release the angels of the living God to go there and infect it in the name of Jesus. It's permanent in Jesus' name. What happened? What happened?
This is very powerful.
What happened?
For 6 years now, you have been having this eye problem.
Come up, come up, come up, come up, come up, come up. 6 years of eye problem.
And stomach pain, like an ulcer.
6 years of eye problem. What can't you do with your eye? What kind of problem? You have itching in the eye for 6 years. I can
even. Since you came yesterday, it has disappeared.
Since you came here, it has disappeared.
Yes.
Futo, what do you do? What do you do? Who did this thing? Who did this? Testimony. What's the second?
That ulcer.
Ulcer gone. For how long?
6 days.
Jesus Christ.
Both of them have stopped.
Since yesterday. Anytime your ulcer stops, it means that you need to fast. You need to fast. You want to fast? If I pray for you, you go fast. So, hey, I dey pity this guy now. How many of you want to fast but you are struggling? I pray for you now. Receive the grace to fast in the name of Jesus. You will bring back testimony. They will beg you. You will be fasting. After 3 days, you will still feel strong. I tell you what I know. I say receive the grace to fast in the name of Jesus. Fast first. You know what he said? He said, I should give him half of my fire. Your healing is permanent in the name of Jesus Christ. What happened? What happened?
Daddy, this is my brother. Yeah, he said he has been having these malaria symptoms for over 1 week now.
Okay.
He said, but since he came yesterday, he noticed that the thing disappeared, but he couldn't give his testimony.
Okay.
So it reappeared again, but right here in this place that it has gone.
As you are giving your testimony, come, run up, come, come. Your healing is permanent. Clap for Jesus. Clap for Jesus. It has gone and never to return again. What happened? Where is Umeh David?
A powerful testimony here. She said for 10 years, she has been having this eye problem. In fact, she wears glasses. But since yesterday, she has...
You wear glasses?
Yes.
Where is your glasses?
In my bag.
Go and bring your glasses. Go and bring it. I need to believe you. I'm doubting it. I need to see it. In this one, I'm Thomas. In this matter, I'm Thomas. I need to see it to believe. What happened?
Since
COVID-19.
Yes, one of his nose streets has been blocked.
One of his, since COVID-19, one of his nose has been blocked.
But as you minister, that it opened and then it's free now.
Somebody say Ephata. I didn't hear you. Somebody say Ephata. Somebody say be open. Somebody said, be open. So he's open now. Which of the nose? Come up, come up, come up, come up, come up. Bring the sister up. Bring the sister with the glasses up. Come, come. Which of the nose? Which of the nose? This one. So if I close this one now, you can breathe. Can you clap for Jesus? Your healing is permanent in the name of Jesus. Let me see your glasses. Jesus, this is thick glasses. Can you see it? Very thick. And it's very special. And it seems as if the two of you have been friends for how long?
For 10 years.
10 years! 10 years! You are not happy. This is wonder. This is mighty miracle. 10 years! In a moment, by the power of the Holy Ghost. Is there anything that has lingered in your life for years? 5 years, 10 years? Tonight, the power of God does damage to it in the name of Jesus. Listen, listen. You need to believe. Oh, the power of God moves in the direction of faith. If you are not sure whether you have faith or not, say it in your mouth. Mostly a man confesses what he believes. This, your healing is permanent in the name of Jesus. You are in what level now?
300 level.
May the Lord use you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
That is, there is a powerful testimony here.
What happened?
That is, this, our sister was diagnosed of enlargement of the kidney.
And she was diagnosed. Come up. Bring her up. Bring her up. Fruit of miracles, mighty things are happening. And I see angels like a camp. They rounded this campus. They are with weapons, fire. I literally feel it in my hands. I feel it. They are everywhere. And something strange is happening. What happened?
That is, she said right here in this meeting.
She's crying.
The pains,
oh God.
The pains. She said she can't find the pains again. The kidney stone disappeared.
Kidney stone enlargement disappeared.
Disappeared right here.
Do you know what she's saying? Clap for Jesus. Clap for Jesus.
She couldn't move her body, right?
She couldn't move her body. But now you can move your body. Let me see. Hey.
Oh,
malaria,
and sore throat,
and then she had a disturbed ulcer.
Okay,
and, but as she ministered, all of them have
all of up. Them typhoid, malaria, ulcer, stomach ulcer, and then
sore throat.
All of them disappeared. Come. Clap for Jesus. By the power of the Holy Ghost, your healing is permanent in Jesus' name. Wow, what happened?
As the prayer was going on, she had this throat ache.
Okay.
And as the prayer was going, she said she saw it, and then it was going, and then now
it has gone. Come, your healing is permanent in the name of Jesus Christ. What happened?
Daddy, this is our brother here. He said he has been having this muscle cramp for some time now.
He has been having what?
Muscle cramp.
Where? Yes. Where?
His biceps.
Okay.
But he said that he
What did you do? What did you do? After praying
yesterday night, I went to sleep
and then had muscle cramp.
It continued like very well. I had to like fly by phone to my house. Then why the ministration was going on so long?
Like, the thing has gone. Yes. Your healing is permanent. Come. What happened for the sister? What happened?
Daddy, she said that
it is permanent in the name of Jesus.
Having constant stooling.
Okay, constant stooling.
Like 4 times since November, every day, like 4 times. But she said right there in this meeting that
you didn't hear what she said. Since November, every day, 4 times. Since November, I bind every spirit that is tormenting your life. I arrest that demon now. I bind that spirit. I command it to stop working in the name of Jesus Christ. I curse every altar that is after your life, after your health and your destiny. I command that the fire of God come upon that altar and burn it to ashes in the name of Jesus. I say that you receive your liberation in the name of Jesus. I'm not hearing your amen. Receive your liberation in the name of Jesus. Listen, yours might not be healing, but I see mighty deliverances happening. Great things. If you perceive your own, you can come and join too. What happened? Okay, come.
She said she wanted to check it and be sure that it has stopped. She checked it today and she noticed that it didn't
happen again. Come, sister. Wow. Clap for Jesus again. Your healing is permanent in the name of Jesus Christ. Okay.
That is, since December, he said, time cut a part of his leg.
What cut his leg?
Tiles,
okay.
Yes, as in there, he had pain there.
Okay.
As you minister, the pain disappeared.
Every pain gone. Come. Your healing is permanent in the mighty name of Jesus. What's your name?
Chijoke.
Your healing is permanent, Chijoke, in the name of Jesus. What happened?
That is like God wants you to fast. He said that ulcer just left.
Somebody said, Futo must fast. Oh. What happened?
Ulcer pain disappeared.
For how long?
Since last year.
When? Last year?
Since January last year.
January last year. That means it's more than 1 year. Okay, this year or last year?
Last year.
That means it's more than one year.
He came here with the pain. But during the ministration, the thing left.
Come. Your healing is permanent. What happened?
That it is a personal revival.
Okay.
He said that after
your healing is permanent in the mighty name of Jesus.
After yesterday's meeting, he said he went back home and prayed for 5 good hours.
Use him, Jesus. Use him. What happened?
That he said after yesterday's meeting that he went back home and he has been struggling with his personal prayer life.
Okay.
But yesterday he prayed for 5 hours after we closed.
Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Somebody struggling with his prayer life. If you know what happened here, the testimony feedback people are getting. People that don't have business with praying are praying. A sister said that somebody was just normal like this. Suddenly, something jumped into her. And then she started traveling and crying. She wanted to stop. She can't stop. Wanted to stop you. That's revival. You know what is like? It takes you against your will. It pulls you in and forces you into the move of God. Touch your head. Let it fall.
doors have been blocked.
Okay.
And then he has been having this terrible migraine. He said he couldn't even come this evening.
Okay.
But he said right here in this meeting, immediately the migraine disappeared and his nose opened up.
Can you call for Jesus? Come, come. Your healing is permanent in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. What happened?
And this my brother here, he said that since today, he could not match his leg on the ground.
Okay.
He had a pain in his left leg.
Okay.
But as a minister, that pain disappeared.
Can you clap for Jesus? Pain gone. Come, come, my brother. Your healing is permanent in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. What happened?
1 week waste pain.
1 week waste pain. What did you do? Okay. And then you develop waste pain. Now, wow. But it has gone now. Can you clap for Jesus? Come, come. Your healing is permanent in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. What happened? What happened? What happened?
That is, this brother here said that he has been having this jaw pain. Yes. But he said immediately you pray that the pain disappears.
Can you clap for Jesus? Jaw pain gone. Your healing is permanent. What's your name, brother?
Samuel,
your healing is permanent in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Daddy, our brother was following online yesterday.
Okay.
And he said that he has been having these satanic voices. He said that
satanic voices, what?
Voices.
Voices, okay.
If you remember yesterday, you made pronouncement concerning that. He said he fell from the seat where he was.
Watching online.
And he said...
Let me hear him.
I was going to wear my glasses when I was watching the program online.
Okay.
Then when he not declared that these satanic voices,
okay,
the power of God hit him.
Okay.
Okay.
Watching online, fell from the chair, started speaking in tongues, and the voice is left. Your waist has serious pain. Yes.
Right now, I am like totally free. I can move my body.
Can you clap for Jesus Christ?
But one day when he was trying to see a vision, he now shot him in that vision.
I don't understand. He used to see visions, but in the year 2022, when he tried to see vision, they used catapult.
They threw a stone on his eye.
They used stone. And when I put a man boy on Jesus, I pray for you in the name of Jesus. They will not remove your eye in the name of Jesus Christ. If you like, don't say amen. Some of you don't dream, you don't know anything. Your life will just be going. Satan will want to kill you. You won't know nothing. You just be falling into traps, all kinds of stuff. So what happened?
He said, but as a minister, he felt that his eye had been restored.
You felt.
I told God that I will leave him with him. He restores everything.
Yes.
But there is a feeling I used to have there. I
yes. Yes. Can you clap for Jesus? That's the spirit. You can't just go tell him to give you something. Come. Look at my eyes. You will see more clearly. What happened?
That is, she said, while you prayed, you made a pronouncement that we should bubble our enemies. She said she saw a vision where her family were kept in a prison.
Okay.
And immediately you made a pronouncement that the key broke, and then all the people in that prison started coming out.
Can you call for Jesus? Come. That deliverance is permanent. Are you hearing what I'm saying? I am the one that said it. What happened?
That is, this her sister. She said that she has been stammering. She was very strong.
She's stammering.
Yes.
I need to hear this one. Bring her up. Bring her up. Bring her up. Bring her up. Augustine, where are you? Strike it. Strike it. Strike it. Strike. 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 I believe in miracles.
tongue got loose and the pain disappeared.
The pain disappeared and her tongue got loose. If you want to clap, 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 clap. That's like a dumb spirit that left. That's like muteness, a dumb spirit left. How do we prove this thing now? In Anuko, do you hear?
Yes, sir.
Say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
For healing me.
For healing me.
Your healing is permanent in the name of Jesus. Mighty things are happening. What happened? What happened? Man of God.
Daddy, she had she went to the hospital, and the hospital, the doctor diagnosed of a leg infection.
Okay.
She's there, and then says her leg has been pain, and she can't walk well. He said this girl used to help her to fetch on her Lord.
Okay.
Even today, she felt the pain.
Okay.
But when you minister, that pain disappeared, and then says she can have job.
No, no, no. We need to see this one. Come up, come up. Hey, look at her leg, Jesus. Sisters, come, let's eat. For how long now? For how long?
For a month now. I've had it so on my leg. My leg is swollen. I can't move.
And you went to hospital. Bring the mic so that I can hear her.
I went to the hospital. I was diagnosed of leg infection.
Okay.
For a month now, I've had it so on my leg.
And somebody is helping you.
Yes, they helped me. My roommate was having to fetch water. But even this morning, I was having pain on my leg. But right now,
oh yeah, jump, let me see, jump. If you want to clap, clap. Your healing is permanent in the name of Jesus.
She said that there is a friend who has a hole in the heart,
okay,
and who has gone for the first heart transplant and was not successful.
Okay.
But she said while we are praying for the sick, she placed him on a call because he's supposed to fly in for another operation tomorrow morning.
Okay.
And now that the guy told him that he was feeling this sensation, this burning sensation all over his body as the prayer was going on. And she's trusting God that the healing has.
That healing is perfected in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh! Burning sensation is the hand of God. They are reconstructing his inside. Body parts are being fixed back. Huh? Master surgeons from heaven, they are doing all kinds of things, rearranging it. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I say, is any of your member, any of your friend or family afflicted because you are here? Let that person be healed and delivered in the name of Jesus. What happened? What happened?
Pain in the right eye destroyed by the hand of the Lord.
Pain in the right eye. What kind of pain?
This morning I was feeling.
But it has gone. Come, come, come. Your healing is permanent in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. What happened? What
now
happened?
She says since yesterday she has been having this general body pain and headache.
Okay.
So, but she said right here in this meeting that she can shake all the parts of her body that was
shake, shake
her.
Like this, shake like. All of them we are paining you, but you can shake them now. Can you clap for Jesus? Come, come, come. Your healing is permanent in the name of Jesus Christ. What happened? What happened?
My brother also said he has been delivered from sexual addiction.
Sexual addiction.
And then God has restored his hunger and his fire.
This is the kind of testimony I want to hear. Butosa, go and lay hands on him. Cry out to his spirit and command it to pray. Command it to receive body. Command it to come up. Every place that the soul descended to, command it to come up from the abyss. Come up! What happened?
That it is a powerful testimony here. He said for more than 1 year now, he doesn't hear with his left ear.
Ah! For more than 1 year, you don't hear with... Come up, come, come. Come, come, come. For more than 1 year... Justice, for more than 1 year he couldn't hear with the left ear. This one, am I correct? But what happened now?
He said that right here in this meeting where you prayed, that he noticed that the thing opened and he has tried it and apostle tried it and he is now here.
Which one can you hear with before? Huh? Close it well. Close it well. Come and stand. Put the mic in his mouth. Just say what I said. One.
One.
Five. Wait, wait, wait. Five.
Five.
God.
God.
Can you clap for Jesus? Clap for Jesus! Your healing is permanent. She has gone home, but she's still in the session.
And then she was still praying. And even when she slept, she was still praying in her sleep. But she now came.
Wait. She went home, and even though she has gone home, she was still in the session. She was sleeping. Even though she was sleeping, she was still praying. I want to be like that. I want to pray always. The Bible said, listen to me. The Bible said, pray without ceasing. And they told us that what it means is, if you pray, you take break, don't stop. Well, whatever you say, it means. But if somebody can pray in his sleep and wake up and keep praying, it means that the prayer did not stop. Is it not true? Whatever you believe in this kingdom, the way you believe is the way it will happen for you. If you say, my prayer is 5 minutes, it's 5 minutes for you. Me, I pray always. Mr. Ray. So what happened now?
Well, when she came today, she discovered she had, she was bodily weak.
Okay.
She was feeling sick.
Okay.
But as she ministered, that's how the pain and everything disappeared.
Come, you are healed and your fire is permanent in the name of Jesus Christ. What happened? What happened?
Daddy, he said that 1 week ago that he was praying and something attacked him and forced hand inside his mouth to eat.
Something attacked him and forced hand. Ant
inside his body,
like ant, like ant.
Yes.
Are you an Igbo man? Put ant in your mouth to shop. Wahala deo. Some of you don't shop in the dream. Woke up with smallest stomach. The secret to your big stomach and swollen stomach and ulcer they gave you, you shop and then woke up. You cannot understand yourself anymore. So what happened?
That he said that while he was praying there, that he noticed that immediately he made some proclamation that he started, his stomach started rumbling and he vomited something.
He vomited, Abby.
Yeah, he vomited.
Yes, yes.
And then he became free.
Can you clap for Jesus? Come. Your deliverance is permanent. Standing. Lift your hands. Look at me. Lucy. What happened?
That the pain on the ankles for 6 years now.
Pain on the ankles?
Yes,
which of the ankles?
Right ankle.
The right ankle for 6 years.
Disappear by the power of the Lord.
Can you clap for Jesus? Come. Your healing is permanent in the name of Jesus. What happened?
I did, my brother. I said he lost his voice for some time now.
You lost your voice for some time now.
But now, as he prayed, the voice opened. And then he said also that he has been feeling this internal pain over his body. But as he ministered, that everything.
All of them has gone. Come, can you clap for Jesus? Futo, clap for Jesus. Come. Your healing is permanent in the name of Jesus Christ. What happened?
My brother Joshua, he said that he had heart. Pain.
Okay.
Chest pain.
Okay.
But as a minister, the chest pain disappeared.
Can you clap for Jesus? Come, let me put my hands on you. Your healing is permanent in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. What happened?
That is, he said for 20 years now, in fact, since he was born, that he has kata.
Okay.
But he said
I don't understand. What kind of kata is that one? Since 20 years. But what happened?
He said right here in this meeting, he noticed that after you made the prayer, he checked himself if the kata will come out.
What are the things you normally happen before you begin like this?
Okay, during cold weather,
okay,
eating is more intense.
Okay.
But normal dry season, I'll just be having small catarrh. I'll wake up in the morning, I'll blow catarrh. Then during the day, I'll just be having cough catarrh, all this cough catarrh.
Oh, wow.
Coming out every time.
But now, where is it now? Blow. He's trying to bring it. He's trying to summon the kata. But the kata can no more be summoned. Come. What is your name?
Joshua.
My name is Joshua too. Your healing is permanent in the name of Jesus Christ. What happened?
I knew my brother here. He said that after yesterday's program, he went home. And after eating, he started becoming sick to the point that he was vomiting throughout the night.
Okay. Okay.
But he told God that, God, I want to be in this program today.
Okay.
That's how he came here, and then he's totally free.
His healing has come. Come. Are you sure God is not saying you should fast? What do you think? When did you fast last? What kind of fast? Sister, what? Sister, what?
12. You will fast, sister, 6. You will not die. I assure you, you won't die. If fasting did not kill me, it won't kill you.
Come. Stop running. Come. Futo, this man must fast. At least he will start with 6 to 6. What happened? I want to take 3 more.
That he said that he has been having this severe back pain since he came to this meeting. But he said right here this night that the pain has disappeared.
Can you clap for Jesus? Come. The healing is permanent in Jesus' name. Listen to me. If you are still here, just lift up your hands. I will not want you to stand behind me. So will it be okay if you just go back a little? So you will not stand behind me. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, such as I have, I give to this one. Spirit of grace and supplication, even raise intercessors amongst us. The flames of revival coming upon the lives of men and women in this place. Angels bearing torch in their hands all over this field, all over. Is coming at the count of 7. The hand of God will begin to come upon you. Prophetic intercessors, flames of revival will begin to fall upon your lives everywhere you are right now. 1, 2, 3. Holy Ghost, find them. Such as I have, I give to you. Find them now. Holy Ghost, find them. He's burning. Flames. We are the prophetic intercessors. My God, raise them now. Raise them. Give them weapons. Jesus Christ of Nazareth. It's coming on you. It's coming by fire. Holy Ghost. Join me in sound in the next 2 minutes. Find them, Holy Ghost. It's coming upon you now. It's coming upon you. Stronger. Find them all over this field. Holy Ghost, find them by power. Holy Ghost! intercessors. Prophetic intercessors. Prophetic intercessors. Prophetic intercessors. Does it? Does it? Does it? Stronger. 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 Help that lady. Help that lady there. Why are you running away, young man? Everyone on this field, angels are scattered everywhere. There is a new army rising. There is a new army rising. Let the flames find them. Let the flames find them. Let the flames find them. Find them! Help that young man. Help that young man. My God, my God, my God, my God. Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost. You will leave this place with flames burning, flames of revival. Unquenchable hunger. Where are the intercessors here? Holy Spirit, help me and find them. Where are the intercessors? Help me and find them. Where are the intercessors? Help me and find them. 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 Holy Ghost. Help me and find them, Holy Ghost. Help me find them. 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 Jesus Christ. Let the flames find those intercessors. Find them. Find them. Find them. Find them. Where are the intercessors here? Find them, Holy Ghost. Find them. 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 Holy Ghost. There are a few verses more that the Lord is looking for. Once I find them, I will go. Father, in the name of Jesus, help me and find those vessels. Help me and find them. Where are they? Help me and find them. 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 Holy Ghost. Help me and find them. 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 By fire. Angels, move now. Move now. Find them. Find them. Find them! Find them! Find them! Find them! Find them! Find them! With weapons in their hand, find them! With flames in their tongue, find them! Find them! Fill their vessel, find them! Spirit of the living God! Find them. Find them. Where are they? Find them. Where are they? Find them. Where are they? Find them. 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 Help the sister. The Lord bless the land of Fruto. The Lord bless Owerri. In the name of Jesus, I prophesy over your life. Whatever be your struggle in your academics, in your finances, in your life, from today, let the Lord bring an intervention to you in the name of Jesus Christ. I didn't hear your amen. Let the Lord bring intervention to you in the name of Jesus Christ. Fruto, you are blessed. Let's see next time. Approaching me.
We believe God's word came to you in accuracy and power.
To connect to the ministry of God's servant, Apostle Edugbu Dejiku, send us a message on WhatsApp via the number +234 813 007 4040 or email at revivalhopglobal@gmail.com. To access transforming messages and partner with us, visit our website at www.revivalhubinternational.org. Follow us on all our social media platforms at Revival Hub International and on YouTube at Apostle Edugbu Dejiku. God bless you.